Chapter 11. I knew you were trouble. Emily sat across from Tyler in a dimly lit bar, the Wet Spot, a gritty hole in the wall a block from Helix's towering headquarters. The air hung heavy with a musty smell of stale beer and the faint grease of fried food. Neon signs buzzed overhead, their shimmering reds and blues painting the room in a garish glow that danced across sticky tabletops and the weathered faces of scattered customers. A low hum of conversation rippled through the space, interrupted by the clink of glassware and a sudden bark of laughter from a group of men hunched over playing cards in the corner. Tyler's fingers fidgeted with his beer glass, tracing restless patterns in the condensation. His eyes flicked to the door again, a nervous habit that set Emily's nerves on edge. She leaned forward. Her drink was untouched, the ice melting into a watery glass of gin and tonic. The bar's rough edges sharply contrasted with Helix's sterile presence only a few blocks away. But that comfort vanished as she watched Tyler's discomfort grow.
"Tyler, you've been jittery all day," she said, her voice low. "What's going on?"
He quickly turned his gaze to her, irritated and anxious.
"I'm fine, Emily. Let me handle this situation my way, okay?"
She held her lips together, swallowing the hurt. They were here because Tyler had agreed to escort her to Helix, but she'd insisted on this location, claiming the company had too many eyes and ears. Now, that excuse felt flimsy. Since the cryptic text messages had started, she couldn't shake the sensation of being watched, a constant prickle of fear. Her eyes darted across the bar, scanning faces half hidden in shadow. Was that man in the corner staring or lost in his drink? Had the woman at the counter glanced her way too often? The uncertainty gnawed at her, but she forced it down. She had a mission: to get into Helix's archive room and find verifiable proof of Project Kronos' dark side. Without evidence, her suspicions were noise that could be easily dismissed. To accuse the CEO of a global conspiracy without confirmation would make Emily seem a little crazy. "I need to do this," she murmured. "I need to get more evidence to back up my claims." Tyler nodded quickly with a slight jerk, but his attention remained on the door. Emily followed his gaze, watching a couple stumble into the night, their laughter lost in the darkness beyond the glass. She stood, smoothing her jacket. The jukebox in the corner sputtered to life, its speakers spilling a haunting cover of "I Knew You Were Trouble." The melody curled through the air, the bright, upbeat tune contrasting with the dread pooling in her stomach. But the lyrics lingered, a quiet taunt to her plan to confront James.
"Here goes nothing," she said.
Pausing for a moment, Tyler leaned in and kissed her.
"Be careful."
She hugged him and then headed for the door. Stepping into the cool evening air, she gave him a small goodbye wave, the song's refrain fading behind her like a ghostly echo of the trouble to come as she hurried the few blocks to the Helix offices. Emily's footsteps echoed as she entered the marble-floored Helix lobby. The security guard at the desk barely glanced up from his screen as she swiped her badge and passed through the turnstile. It was late Saturday evening, and the building felt empty, lacking its usual weekday buzz. The empty building's silence closed in around her. The overhead lights cast uneven shade across the sterile space. Tyler's warning to be careful echoed in her ears as she left him at the Wet Spot, but she knew it was better to go alone. His being in the archive room would trigger alarms throughout the company. Discretion was the best approach, especially when she was closing in on the truth. The elevator ride was quiet, the soft ding when the doors opened standing out in the silence. In the corridor, a confusing maze of glass walls and sharp corners stretched before her, the air thick with the buzz of unseen equipment. Her pulse beat steadily, hope battling the fear that had taken root in her since leaving the bar. She was confident she could find the proof to support her claims. She reached the archive room and stopped short.
A crooked sign taped on the door read, "Under repair." Her stomach twisted. She'd heard about the server issue from Anita that morning. A spilled coffee, a minor mishap. But this closure felt deliberate. She slid her keycard through the reader. A flicker of hope faded as the light flashed red with a sharp beep. Access denied. Her fingers tightened around the card, her mind racing. This wasn't a coincidence. She was locked out. Her thoughts darted to the puzzling text messages that had haunted her for days, their vague warnings fueling the tingle on her neck. The mysterious texts fostered a sense of constant surveillance, but the confrontations were growing more direct. She pulled her phone from her pocket and scrolled through them. "Next time, you won't walk away." No specifics, just menace. Her hands trembled slightly as she shoved her laptop back into her bag, then reached deeper, searching for the two backup drives she'd kept after her last data pull. Her fingers froze. Nothing. They were gone. She'd had them this afternoon after the break-in. The bar, the crowd. Had someone taken them? Or had she misplaced them in her rush? Either way, the absence boosted her paranoia. She needed another way into the archived files. A terminal flickered faintly a few steps down the hall, a workaround she had previously accessed using a backdoor trick. She hurried over, hunched over the keyboard as she entered her credentials. The screen flickered briefly, then changed. A screen loaded, stark and ominous, showing a single line. "How much is the truth worth?" The question burned into her mind, a chill running down her spine. The terminal shut down abruptly before she could process it, a harsh buzz cutting her off. She stumbled back, heart pounding. Someone at Helix was watching, blocking her every move. They knew she was close. A surge of defiance, hot and fierce, flowed through her. She wouldn't fold, not now. Tyler's jittery distraction at the bar flashed in her mind, his hesitation to move forward. She was on her own, and that was okay. She thought of James, the CEO, his smooth voice dropping hints about the importance of the terminal gene for humanity, hints that now felt like bait. He would know something. She spun around, heading for the elevator, her determination growing with each step. The executive floor was waiting. The top floor of Helix headquarters was a world apart from the labs Emily knew so well. Polished wood paneling lined the walls, soaking up the dim amber glow of sconces that cast long, conspiratorial shadows. The air carried the faint scent of leather, contrasting with the sterile smell of the lower levels. It was late in the evening, and the dark and deserted corridor stretched before her, with a thick carpet muffling her footsteps as she moved forward. A thin strip of light leaked from beneath James's office door, piercing through the gloom. Emily's breath caught. He was here working late on a weekend. Why? Her mind raced with possibilities, each more troubling than the last. She edged closer, sinking into the carpet, her approach silent. The door was slightly ajar, and through the gap she glimpsed him pacing with his back to her, phone pressed to his ear. His voice was low and clipped.
"We need to keep the gene data under control,"
he insisted.
"No more leaks. Eliminate any loose ends. Immediately."
Emily's blood ran cold. She slipped inside and ducked behind his desk while he stared out of a window. His office was a display of luxury. Floor-to-ceiling windows showcased a dazzling view of the city's skyline and the busy harbor. Polished chrome and dark wood dominated the space, reflecting James's cold detachment. Her hands trembled as she shuffled through the files on his desk, looking for anything that might confirm her suspicions. Her fingers brushed against a folder labeled "Terminal Gene Data Logs," a partial record of revised data. She clutched it to her chest beneath her coat. She fumbled for her phone, hitting the record button as James kept talking.
"The trials are on schedule, but we can't let this slip. We're ready to move to the next phase."
He He paused, listening, then let out a low, chilling chuckle.
Don't worry. I've got it handled. The rest of the board won't suspect a thing.
The call ended, and silence filled the room. Emily's mind raced. The kill switch. Controlling it. Loose ends. It wasn't a project. It was a tool for power. A betrayal of Helix's mission, and James was at its core. He had given her the confirmation she needed. She stepped out from behind the desk, her voice trembling. What are you doing to the data, James? He spun around, surprise flashing across his face before his trademark smile slid into place, disarming yet predatory.
Emily, working late, are we?
Answer me, she snapped, closing the distance between them. What's the terminal gene really about? What are you keeping from the board? James pocketed his cell phone, his sigh loud and theatrical.
You're jumping at ghosts, Emily. The terminal gene is an opportunity. Complicated, but it's progress. You of all people should see that.
Opportunity? Her voice rose, anger breaking through her restraint. I've seen enough to know it's dangerous. The archive room was locked down and my access was denied. Someone's covering tracks, and it all points back to you. His smile curdled.
I don't know about the archive room being locked. Maybe it's a sign you're pushing too hard. You should slow down and take some time to rest.
Slow down? She laughed. After the threats I've gotten? After you told me I had 3 months to prepare to go public? Someone's watching me, James, and I bet you know who. He stepped closer, his presence dominating and intense.
No one is watching you, Emily. It's just business. Paranoia is clouding your judgment. If you're getting threats, it's not my doing. I'm protecting Helix, protecting us. Trust me.
Trust you? She held his gaze unwavering, her voice confident with conviction. I submitted the terminal gene analysis at the board meeting. What was left out, James? What other information are you trying to hide? A hint of something. Guilt? His face showed a flash of regret when she mentioned the board that would be caught in its crosshairs. But it vanished as he leaned closer, his smile widening, a glint of challenge in his eyes.
You're a scientist, Emily. Dig for it yourself. The truth's there if you can find it.
The deflection sparked her fury. You've reviewed my personal genetic data, haven't you? She guessed, gripping the file tighter. What did it show? He shrugged, his charm masking the steel beneath.
Of course I looked it over. You're an asset to Helix. It's about protecting Helix, nothing more. If you want to know your kill switch date, look for it yourself.
His refusal to answer rattled her, and her instincts battled doubt. She turned to go, but his voice stopped her at the door.
Be careful, Emily. Not everyone plays by the same rules.
She didn't look back as she stormed into the elevator, her mind a jumble of frustration and determination. He was taunting her, dangling half-truths like bait. As the doors closed behind her, her phone buzzed. She grabbed it, heart skipping a beat at the message. Walk away while you still can. Emily stepped out of the elevator, battling a storm of doubt. James's manipulation had shaken her, his charm and vague promises gnawing at her confidence, but the file tucked into her jacket, proof of his tampering with the terminal gene data, burned against her chest, fueling her boldness. She wasn't the same cautious researcher who'd walked into Helix years ago. She was now a relentless seeker of truth, ready to challenge James and anyone else standing in her way. As she moved through the deserted corridors, the magnitude of betrayal settled over her like a cloud. It wasn't only James's duplicity that cut deep. It was Tyler's sudden, strange behavior, the distance in his eyes at the bar earlier, the fracture in a relationship she'd once trusted. Helix's pursuit of control through the terminal gene would cost human lives, families like hers. His charisma was a flimsy mask for his villainy. The archive room loomed ahead, its under-repair sign a mocking barrier. She pulled out her phone, her fingers quick as she texted Dr. Morrow. I have evidence. We need to talk. I'll see you at your house in the morning.
As she pressed send, her confidence grew. Dr. Morrow would back her up. As Emily stepped outside Helix, the cool night air slapped her face, contrasting with the stifling heat of her confrontation with James. Her pulse hammered in her ears, and the stolen file pressed against her chest like a live wire, crackling with the betrayal she'd just witnessed. She'd left Tyler at the wet spot, needing his composed presence to calm her after the stress of Helix. But as she reached the bar, her breath caught. Tyler was there, slumped against the grimy brick wall of the alley, his silhouette distorted by the dim streetlight. Her stomach twisted into a knot as she took in the scene. His clothes were wrinkled and torn, a fresh cut above his eyebrow bleeding down his cheek and staining the collar of his jacket.
Tyler?
She called, her voice trembling with rising panic. She quickened her pace, but as she drew closer, her heart fluttered. His eyes, usually so warm, so sure, were distant and unfocused. He didn't seem to recognize her for a terrifying moment, his head tilting slightly as if she were a stranger intruding on his haze. The ground shifted beneath her feet, and the world seemed to tilt dangerously.
Ty, it's me!
She said, her voice cracking as she reached out, needing to touch him, to bridge the distance. Her fingers brushed his arm, and finally something like recognition appeared in his gaze.
Oh, hey, Em. When'd you get here?
He rasped, his voice uncertain, like he was pulling her name from a fog.
You okay?
The question, so quintessentially Tyler, always putting her first, pierced her, unleashing a rush of conflicting emotions. Relief that he knew her warred with a sharp, searing hurt that he could ask about her when he was broken.
I'm fine,
she lied as her eyes traced his injuries, the bruise blooming along his jawline, the blood dripping, the way his hands trembled faintly. Tyler didn't get into fights. He was her rock, holding her steady when everything else spun out of control. Seeing him like this, disheveled, vulnerable, lost, felt like watching the last tether to her sanity tighten.
What happened to you?
She asked in disbelief. He shrugged and winced, his face twisting in pain. He vaguely gestured toward the nearby bar, muttering incoherently about a fight.
Nothing serious. A little rattle is all.
He didn't stumble into bar fights and come out bleeding. Something was terribly wrong. Horribly, viscerally wrong. And her mind scrambled, trying to think of possibilities. A concussion? Something worse. The thought of a connection to Helix and the threats she'd been receiving sent a chill down her spine.
Tyler, you're hurt. I'm going to call an ambulance,
she said, digging in her bag for her phone as her vision blurred as she fought back tears. He shook his head too hard and swayed dangerously.
No, I'm fine. I need to walk it off.
Emily's fear intensified. He was disoriented, and his mind was slipping. She guided him back into the wet spot, the bar's dim interior enveloping them as she eased him into a booth near the door. Her hands shook as she dabbed at his cut with a napkin, the blood staining her fingers.
Tyler, look at me,
she begged, cupping his face. His eyes met hers but wavered, struggling to focus.
Who did this? What do you remember?
A flash of confusion crossed his face.
I don't know. A couple of guys were asking about you. Then it's blank.
Someone had been asking about her, and now Tyler was injured. The danger she'd thought she could contain at Helix had followed her here, sinking its claws into the one person she couldn't bear to see hurt. Guilt crashed over her, heavy and suffocating.
This is my fault,
she said, tears spilling over.
I dragged you into this.
No, Emily,
he said, his hand finding hers, his grip weak but stubborn.
We're a team.
But his eyes betrayed him, clouded, uncertain, and she saw the truth. He was falling apart, and she was alone to carry them both.
They stepped outside to their car parked nearby. With a stolen file hidden inside her coat, James's warnings echoed in her mind as the city lights blurred beyond her view. Her world was falling apart. But a spark ignited. She was determined to fight for him. For the truth.